And it's about 48 minutes after the hour. I'm Ben Brown. Today is Thursday, the 1st of August. This is a Juno afternoon. That was The Grateful Dead, China Cat Sunflower. They played at Woodstock, but I don't know if they played that. But, you know, that's what they say. If you remember Woodstock, you weren't really there. So, and again, as I said earlier on the show, I was two. So I know I wasn't there because my parents wouldn't let me go. Our next guest is Reggie Schaap, the operations manager from the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. Hello, Reggie.
Hi. How are you doing today, Ben?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well.
Excellent. And you are here with Arts Up. So what arts are up in our lovely capital city?
Well, it's so funny that you mentioned Woodstock, because this week our block party is featuring Gigi Monroe, Woodstock, and Stonewall Celebration. We'll have food trucks, games, and fun for the whole family, as well as a beer garden. That will be from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Jack. It will be inside. We're not exactly sure about the weather, so we're going to keep it inside.
Well, I think it's going to be 70 degrees, but Gigi was actually in a little while ago, and we learned last year having drag queens perform outside is just difficult with the wigs and everything. So it'll be just fine, and the back doors of the main hall will be open.
We'll be open.
There'll be a lovely summer breeze blowing through.
Blowing through, and in the front, we'll have First Friday, because it is the first Friday of the month, and our artist is Rudy Ersturiz with his beautiful metalwork. There's gorgeous large pieces as well as small pieces like earrings and necklaces. It'll be a great show that will start at 4:30 and also end at 7 p.m.
Excellent. So those are two things going on tomorrow, but I know there's more art up than that.
There's more than that. When you get done, you can go over to Gold Town Theater and see the Jump Society Film Festival, and that's going to run from 7 to 9. And then right after that at the Gold Town Theater is Southeast by Southwest Concert, a fundraiser for Annie Bartholomew, Radiophonic Jazz, Thistle and Myth, and Marion Call, who will be going down to Southeast by Southwest. So stop by there from 9 to 11. On Saturday, for those very ambitious people, there is the Ackman Triathlon that's at UAS. New this year is the Olympic distance of a 1.5 km swim, 40 km bike, and 10 km run. I understand there are 16 people who have signed up for that.
I feel sorry for each and every one of the 16 of them.
There's also a sprint distance, which is a little bit easier, a 750-meter swim, a 19-kilometer bike, and a 5K run. So if you're interested in just coming out and cheering them out, they'll all start at UAS.
All right. Well, that's for anyone who doesn't have too much of a good time tomorrow night at the summer block party in the Gold Town Nickelodeon afterwards.
Yes, because but it will take a while. It's from 7 to 4 p.m. I guess they're not going to finish it all in an hour.
No, I guess not. Good. I certainly wouldn't, so that's right. So what else do we have going on this weekend?
This weekend we also have the Jump Society Summer Film Festival, again, at the Gold Town Theater. There's two performances, one from 7 to 9 and one from 9 to 11. On Sunday at Northern Light Church is the paper crane making. It's a celebration in memory of Sadako Suzuki, who inspired the world to fold origami paper cranes as a symbol of peace. It's totally free. Supplies and instructions are included. If you need more information, you can call 907-612-0159, and that's from 2:30 to 4:30 again on Sunday. That leads up to the celebration or the Hiroshima Remembrance Day Vigil and Peace Ceremony that will happen on Tuesday from 4:30 to 6:30 at the Overstreet Park. A public silent event vigil will be held in honor and remembrance of the victims of the nuclear weapons. The cranes lead up to this event. And for those who needs to get some exercise in, entering second grade and up, it's the Juno Jumper Summer Camp this week. Monday through Friday, 5 days of jump rope workshop designed for humans of every skill level entering second grade and up. They will cover almost all aspects of the sport. For more information, you can contact Heather Miller at www.junojumpers.org.
And
what else do we have? We have a book signing with Judy Hudson at Hearthside Books on Tuesday from 6 to 7. Now, this is the Hearthside Books out at Nugget Mall. As our week runs down into next week, we have the Downtown Family Night at the Public Library on Thursday nights from 5:30 to 6:30.
All right. So once again, we have no shortage of good things to do here in Alaska's
capital. Plenty of good things to do, and many of them don't cost you anything to do. So come out and have a good time and share your evening with your neighbors.
And if you go to jahc.org or ktoo.org, all these events should be on the community calendar.
They all are on the community calendar.
And if you have some sort of a question, you can always call 586-ARTS, and someone there probably will try to answer your call. Things have been a little busy around the Arts Council this week with the Nora Jones concert at Centennial Hall last night. But thank you so much, Reggie, for being here on Arts Up. And one thing I wanted to mention real quickly is the Summer Block Party tomorrow, in addition to being a fabulous flashback to Woodstock and Stonewall, is in support of the New Jack. So all proceeds raised in the beer garden tomorrow night and from the vendors and the small fee that they pay to have their vendor booths will go to support building the new Juno Arts and Culture Center.
That's right, Ben. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks, Reggie.
Support for this station comes from the Gold Town Nick, presenting Marianne and Leonard, Words of Love. Coming to the Gold Town this August. Synopsis, showtimes, and more online at goldtownnick.com.